Welcome to this special report on Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. This report is about how California may collapse into a failed state, especially Southern California, where these fires are happening. We are looking at financial collapse, infrastructure collapse, and of course, the collapse of any sort of a governing body that is capable of doing anything effective. It turns out that Democrats are proving, at least in California, that they are incapable of governing. They are incapable of competence. They are incapable of keeping infrastructure functioning to do basic things that every society should be able to do, such as have water in fire hydrants to put out fires, or even to capture the water that falls out of the sky so that you could use it for such purposes. Instead, in California, they just dump it all into the ocean. And what we are witnessing right now is the long-term ramifications of liberalism, progressivism, woke policies, DEI policies, that whole bucket, that cesspool of bad ideas now coming to fruition as parts of Northern LA and all kinds of different areas that are on fire or now subjected to high fire risk because of high winds and a lack of firefighters because of budget cuts, a lack of firefighting equipment because equipment cannot be maintained very well because the mechanics were fired or equipment was donated to Ukraine instead of staying in California. Now, like I said earlier, there's not water pressure in many of the fire hydrants. And the bottom line is the people in charge of the LA Fire Department are just mostly woke lesbians who have no idea what they're doing. And they were put into those positions because they are gay, not because they know anything about fighting fires or providing infrastructure to fight fires. So, like I said, Democrats are proving that they cannot govern, and anything they try to control will eventually be destroyed. It will burn to the ground. Now, economically, the state of California is facing financial collapse. I recently interviewed Dan Golka from iAllegedly about this very topic, and he said, yes, the state may, in fact, be facing some sort of financial collapse or bankruptcy, I think is the word that he used. Here's why. The state may have exposure now of $458 billion in terms of property damage because it has what's called the Fair Plan Insurance Program, which is usually an insurance of last resort that's used by homeowners or commercial property owners who can't get insurance coverage through other companies. So they turn to the state through this FAIR program, F-A-I-R. It's called FAIR. Apparently, it's a horrible program. Your claims don't get processed in a very efficient manner, is what I've been told. But the exposure from these fires, the damage that has occurred, over 12,000 buildings have been burned, and that number is going to skyrocket. The exposure being almost half a trillion dollars, currently estimated at $458 billion. Well, guess how much money the FAIR insurance program actually has on hand, how much cash it has. The answer, $0.7 billion, not even $1 billion. But it's going to have to pay out an estimated $458 billion. In other words, if you do the math on that, the state has something like only 1/500th of the amount of cash that it's going to need to pay out the claims for the properties that have burned because of these fires, because the state itself, or its officials, some at the local level, some at the county level, some at the city level, but some at the state level, are all completely incompetent, woke morons. As a result, they have set up conditions that are leading to economic destruction that the state cannot afford, and it's clear the state is going to have to default on its obligations. When the state defaults on its obligations, effectively it's going to declare bankruptcy. I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know how long that's going to take, but that's coming. When it defaults on its obligations, it will mean that much of the property in the state of California is uninsurable because insurance companies like State Farm have already pulled out of the state and they're saying we won't write any new policies and we won't renew any existing policies for all the obvious reasons because, of course, the state is run by incompetent woke morons. And when they're in charge, things burn down. A lot of damage happens. So companies like State Farm are actually wise to move out of the state. And since the FAIR program is the insurance program of last resort that people turn to when they can't get insurance from anybody else, when the FAIR program defaults, that will leave a vast number of properties, both commercial and non-commercial, in California, utterly uninsurable. And as I asked Dan in the recent interview I did with him, Dan Golka, I said, what's the value of property where there is no ability to get insurance at all? He said, zero. Zero. Why? Because no bank will loan money on a property that cannot be insured. Now, when the FAIR plan defaults on its obligations, this is going to cause a collapse of real estate values across California for a couple of reasons. Number one, again, many properties will not be insurable, so banks won't loan on those properties. And the ability of the state to pay out will be defunct at that point. So many properties will not be sellable, right? They'll just, I don't know what's going to happen to those properties. Maybe you can give them to somebody, but their value will go to zero. On top of that, you're going to have so many people fleeing the state because this is a pivotal moment for people who are still living in California. Many of them are going to see this and say, wow, it's not safe for me to live in this state. So in addition to the typical economic refugees who have already fled California because of the high taxation and high crime rates, now you're going to have another wave of people fleeing the state because of the real estate collapse and the collapse of the rule of law, the collapse of infrastructure. Many of these homes, for example, that have been burned out will never be restored to the power grid. Some will not be restored in terms of connections to water supplies. Some may be permanently blocked off by roads that are not maintained by the county or the city or the state any longer as the budgetary collapse takes place. You're going to see the state abandon a lot of infrastructure maintenance, and it will have to engage in all kinds of cuts to road maintenance workers and police and fire and first responders and so on. And essentially, parts of Southern California, or maybe much of the West Coast of Southern California, is at high risk of collapsing into a failed state where it's just ruled by gangs and looters and just criminals everywhere. There are no police to respond to citizens. There's essentially no fire response. Infrastructure barely functions. Roads are in disrepair. Not a safe place to be. Not a safe place to have a family. Not a safe place to have a company or an employer. And then there will be a mass exodus out of these areas. We will see refugees fleeing Southern California. Now, this is a prediction that I made several years ago. I said, we're going to have refugees fleeing states like California. I also said, my prediction now for 6 or 7 years has been that 2025 is the year that America, the United States of America, as we know it, will cease to exist in the same structure. We're going to have possibly a failed state of California, maybe a breakaway region that the rest of the country just says, we can't help you. You need to arrest and depose your criminal leaders there. The Democrats, they're all fraudsters in California. Most of them never won their elections. They just cheated. They rigged everything. It's a criminal cabal that runs California. And I think, frankly, I think that President Trump should go in there and arrest all the criminals that run that state. Arrest them all, charge them, expose them, and then hold honest and fair elections in the state of California. That's the only way to restore it. So that would almost be a kind of a like a revolution, kind of a coup almost, but a populist coup by the people who are tired of being victimized by their corrupt leaders in the state of California, because those leaders were never really elected. And remember how they fund their campaigns, too. It's with human trafficking and drug trafficking and keeping the borders open. And now it appears that many of those leaders are complicit in ensuring that these fires get worse by making sure the conditions are in place for the fires to spread. And that's becoming more and more clear to the people of California. And some will flee, some will revolt, some will curl into a ball and cry because they've got nothing left. Their homes have burned down. Their, you know, their civilization is collapsing all around them. And I don't celebrate any of that. I feel sorry for these people. But there's also a group of people in California that kept voting for this. There's a lot of liberal Democrats who kept saying that men can have babies and we need woke people in charge and Trump is bad and men are bad and white people are bad. And they just abandon the rule of law. They abandon logic and reason. And now they are living through the results of what they put in motion, which is, you know, self-immolation, right? They set their civilization on fire, literally in this case, and now it's burning down around them. And they, these people that push these left-wing policies, they're actually living through the very thing that they created. But like I said, there's also victims of this who wanted no part of this, who oppose the lunacy and who oppose the collapse of the rule of law. There are people who want police funding and want firefighters to be well-funded, etc. So not everybody has a role in this, but those people still chose to stay in California. They chose to stay there, or they chose to have a home there, and that home is all burned up now. There are over 60 famous celebrities and Hollywood actors whose homes have been utterly destroyed. One of them is Mel Gibson, who is overall a really great guy. I mean, he's a real American. He's not one of these radical leftists. His home burned up. Well, if he didn't have a home there in California, well, it wouldn't have been on fire, obviously. I mean, I'm not saying anything he doesn't already know, and I'm deeply sorry that these properties have been burned up. I just want to point out that even good people like Mel Gibson, they suffer under the policies of these radical leftists. And it's no fault of people like Mel Gibson, but it is the fault of some of these radical leftists that put those lunatics in power. Either way, you're going to see a mass exodus out of Southern California. You're going to see a collapse of property values, a collapse of the rule of law. And as property values collapse, you'll have a collapse in the revenues to the county, to the city, to the state. And then because of that revenue loss, it's going to be a downward spiral, a self-reinforcing cycle of economic doom that's going to end probably into California becoming a failed state. And by a failed state, what I mean is a bankrupt, lawless, leaderless state of chaos, something like Haiti on the West Coast. That's where this is headed. And a lot of people there right now are no doubt figuring, this is it. I'm done here. I'm getting out of California. I'm going to go to a state where I can have a proper AR-15 with a full magazine and where the taxes aren't insane and the crime isn't insane, where shoplifting isn't legalized and all these other things. They're going to get out of California. You're going to see a mass exodus. Now, related to all of this, I do have a lot of compassion for people who are victims of these events. I want to be clear. Yes, I have harsh words for those who created these circumstances and who put morons in charge. But like I said, there's a lot of people who are suffering through no fault of their own. And so my company, the Health Ranger Store, we are sending a significant donation to California. The staging area that we're sending to is located in Wilmington, California, I'm told. I don't know where Wilmington is, but we have an address in Wilmington in association with SRP 24, the first responders, who also did a lot of great work in North Carolina as well as Florida. They've got a team in California. We're going to be sending around, I believe, $100,000 of storable organic food in really durable, rugged buckets on pallets via commercial truck. That should be dispatched this week. I'll keep you posted on the status. That is the last of the food donations that we raised last year when we had a buy one, gift one event where we said to everybody who buys a Ranger bucket, we will gift one, we will donate one to people in need. And we raised, I forgot the total, it was 500 something thousand dollars, I think is what it was. And we sent hundreds of thousands of dollars to North Carolina. And then we sent another 100,000 plus to Florida, which I think is still in a staging zone there, but some of it went to the people right after the hurricane there. Was that Hurricane Milton? I forgot the name of the storm there that hit just north of Tampa. And then, so we still have some left over from that fundraiser, and that's what we're sending to California now. And then that's it. That's what we've raised. And that'll be dispatched, and we'll keep you posted. And we're going to help get this into the hands of people who need it. And I'm with you. The, you know, wealthy Hollywood celebrities and rich people don't necessarily need this food, but there's a lot of innocent victims of these fires who are not wealthy Hollywood elite people, just everyday people, people who are struggling, moms and dads, people with children, families that have been displaced, and they need help. And we are dedicated to helping Americans wherever they are, whether they're in California or Florida or North Carolina. We're not going to just pick and choose and say, oh no, nothing for California because we don't like Governor Newsom. Well, hey, most of the people of California don't like Governor Newsom either. So I believe in helping all Americans wherever they are. If we can reach them with emergency food supplies, we're going to send supplies if we've got it. If we've got, you know, the donated funds set aside, we've got the inventory, we've got the ability to do the transport and pay for the transport, all of it, we're going to do it. So that's exactly what we're doing right now, sending emergency storable organic food to California. And we couldn't do it without your support, so thank you for supporting us by shopping at healthrangerstore.com. Certified organic, lab-tested, storable foods, as I just mentioned, but also nutritional supplements, personal care products, survival products. We even have a knife called Escape from LA. What a timely name that turned out to be, huh? And we've got a lot of other gear that's really important, like iodine, etc. So shop with us there, healthrangerstore.com, and we are giving back to society in many, many different ways, some which you will hear about coming up soon with our AI project and so on. But right now, we're going to get some emergency food over to California. Now, we have not forgotten about the victims in North Carolina either. And just last week, I interviewed Doc Pete Chambers, who just returned from North Carolina. If you missed that interview, you may want to watch it. It posted Friday at brighteon.com. A really great conversation, and we covered a lot about North Carolina and how people can continue to help and the need to continue to help there. The truth is that FEMA abandoned the people of North Carolina. The Biden administration abandoned them as well. And Trump is about to be sworn in, and I hope and I believe that Trump is going to initiate very strong reforms of FEMA. And I believe there will be a new wave of federal assistance coming for those in North Carolina who are right now, many of them living in tents in cold weather and snow, because their homes were destroyed. Their homes were flooded out. Some of them were destroyed through mudslides, but the floods were horrific there. And this is a theme of what we're going to see in 2025. In California, it's fires burning out 12,000 homes plus. In North Carolina, floods and mudslides. I don't know the number there, but it was definitely thousands of structures that were destroyed. We are probably going to see other, shall we say, engineered disasters. And when I say engineered, what I mean is the powers that be create the conditions for a catastrophe. They make sure that there's no water in the fire hydrants, for example. They make sure the infrastructure can't respond. And then on top of that, there are geoengineering efforts. So storms can be augmented through ionization of the atmosphere. I've interviewed Dane Wigington of Geoengineering Watch, who has covered the numerous dozens of patents on file with the U.S. Patent Office that describe patented technologies and methods for weather modification, weather control. Some of these include steering storms. They can accentuate wind speeds. They can steer hurricanes. They can make them stronger. They can induce rainfall. They can do all kinds of things. It's all patented. And this is exactly what's happening right now. So while the mainstream media likes to blame climate change, which is a way of saying that nature did it, the truth is that these are weapons that are being deployed against certain groups. In the case of North Carolina, those were weapons deployed against Trump supporters right before the election. Interesting, huh? In a swing state, no less, to disrupt the election. And now in California, these fires that are being set on purpose as part of a sabotage operation carried out by globalists and illegal aliens who are trying to destroy infrastructure, collapse the state of California economically, and create a big emergency to dump in the lap of Donald Trump when he is sworn in as president. So these are sabotage operations happening in California. But the bureaucrats in charge, they created the conditions for this. The Democrats in particular created the conditions of wide open borders. They even declared California to be a sanctuary state, and they have sanctuary cities inside the state in order to attract more illegals to come into the cities. Some of those illegals are now actively setting fires because they are sabotage operatives. Their job is to infiltrate and occupy the United States of America and then to burn it down from the inside. That's exactly what's happening. You're going to see a lot more of that taking place as these invaders have been activated. So that's one of my predictions going back over 2 years now, that we would see the activation of illegals in the United States. They are behind our front lines now, and they are waiting for orders to engage in sabotage operations. Some of them have been given orders, and some of them have begun. So they have been activated. So mark that down as that prediction has come true. Just like we saw the groups stealing the three Humvees from the National Guard base there in California. They've got uniforms, they've got machine gun mounts, and in other storage facilities, remember, they have RPGs, they have surface-to-air missiles, they have mortars, they have night vision, they've got ballistic vests, they've got full auto drop-in components for firearms. They are getting ready for a massive assault on the United States. And California, this chaos through the fires and through infrastructure destruction, this is just part of that operation in order to soften up California, to prepare it for a much bigger activation of invaders who are here and who have been given orders to destroy as much as possible. And the reason this is happening now is because Trump is just a little over a week away from being sworn in, and Tom Homan and other officials under the Trump administration are going to actively seek out, round up, and deport potentially millions of illegals. And so the entire operation to infiltrate the United States and to activate enemy combatants, they've run out of time. That's why they're activating now. So I guess we're about to find out the extent of the activation and how much damage they can actually do in the next week or so, or maybe they'll continue even after Trump is inaugurated. But clearly, the United States of America is a battlefield zone right now, and we are being subjected to military-style sabotage operations, basically special forces from foreign enemies. Their special force units are coming in and setting fires, which is one of the things that special forces units are taught to do in order to destroy targets in their intended countries. So that's being done against us right now. And that's probably going to accelerate dramatically. So I would just offer a word of advice to everyone we don't need to panic over this. I'm not pushing panic or doom and gloom. I actually feel pretty positive about our future because we have incredible tools and skills for adaptation and resilience. You and I have a lot of knowledge. We know how to survive these things. And probably if you're listening to this, you have a tremendous amount of preparedness supplies. You are well prepared. You've got extra food. You've got a bug out bag. Maybe you have a satellite phone. Maybe you've got gold and silver coins. Maybe, you know, you probably have a firearm. You have a means to defend yourself. And you're out of the way of danger. Even if you live in California, you may have already bugged out or you've gone to an alternate location if needed. The point is, you're probably going to be really well off, especially compared to most other people. So you don't have to live in a state of panic or fear, but we do need to be realistic and understand that we're going to see a level of sabotage, economic destruction, and probably a lot more fires, a lot more disruptions, supply chain disruptions, fuel supplies. And if these enemy combatants activate their mortars and their missiles, then we could see oil refineries attacked. We could see bridges bombed. You know, we could see water supplies poisoned or shut down or sabotaged. We could see power grid infrastructure deliberately targeted, such as power grid substations. All of these things are obvious targets for enemy combatants who want to invade the United States and carry out a lot of sabotage against the country. I've even been told by some of my sources before, I already mentioned this in previous podcasts, that they have anti-personnel landmines in their possession. You know, these enemy combatants here in the U.S., they delivered them via drone across the U.S.-Mexico border into Arizona, by the way. They were doing drone drop-offs of anti-personnel landmines by the case. Crazy. And the State Department knows all about that, by the way. They already have all that intel. And then on top of that, just be ready in every way that you can. Be ready for disrupted power grid operations. Make sure you've got backup power. Maybe a generator, maybe a solar generator, diesel generator. Make sure you've got emergency gear, you know, emergency comms, satellite phone store is one of our sponsors, as you know, SAT123.com. You can get backup food from us, healthrangerstore.com. But just make sure you've got all the bases covered, flashlights, right? Extra batteries. And where it's legal, make sure you've got your firearms all squared away and extra magazines and carry your firearms if you are able to do so. I mean, I carry a firearm right now. I have done so for over 30 years, every day. Literally every day for over 30 years. And I've got my AR-15 right behind me within reach. So make sure that you can defend yourself because the looting is going to get a lot worse. You're going to see gangs of organized enemy combatants targeting American neighborhoods, possibly in California. Well, what am I saying? That we've already seen that. We've already had videos of people talking about that. They've witnessed it. So it's happening. Sometimes I forget that these things are already underway, you know? But it's not everywhere. It's only in certain areas. So just be ready in case it happens close to you. And then do everything you can to stay informed. Keep watching my videos and interviews at brighteon.com. Read my articles and check out all the news at our website, naturalnews.com. We are now publishing new news 4 times a day. So we have a greatly increased publishing schedule, and we're publishing a lot more content than before. It's pretty amazing. If you haven't checked it out for a while, check it out, naturalnews.com. You can also follow me on Telegram at Real Health Ranger, or you can follow me on X at Health Ranger, Brighteon.io at Health Ranger, which is a social media site, and also Brighteon.social. My username is Health Ranger. So we've got a lot of great interviews coming for you, a lot of special reports, a lot of news coverage. So stay informed. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless you. God bless America. I pray for your safety. Be safe, be wise, stay prepared, and get out of harm's way while you can. Thank you for listening. Take care. Mike Adams here, and I want to share a little nutritional secret with you. So you know I drink these smoothies every day. I make these out of avocados
and bananas and whey protein. Put some other powders in them as well. I put a little black cumin seed oil in there and some vitamin D drops and things like that. But what I've added today into my smoothie, because we now have it available in our store, is called Golden Milk. And I know it's kind of a funny name, but it's orange. It's golden orange colored because it's got a lot of turmeric in it. But let me show you this. I've got it on my desk here. There it is in the canisters there on the right and left-hand side. Golden Milk powder canisters. Of course, it's certified organic and laboratory tested, but if you show my screen, I want to walk you through some of the ingredients. This is incredibly delicious. It's great for the fall season here too, but it's made with organic coconut milk powder and then organic date sugar, which is a low glycemic natural sweetener. And then the functional herbs are, you've got curcumin, which is an extract from turmeric. You've got organic turmeric root powder, organic ginger root powder for that spice, that fall spice, ashwagandha powder, which is an adaptogen that's really potent. And then cinnamon powder gives it that just delicious flavor. Cinnamon, by the way, is used a lot in traditional Chinese medicine, and it has its own health properties. All this together is called Organic Golden Milk Superfood. You can take the powder and you can blend it into water, or you can blend it like I did with avocados and bananas. You can blend it with cashews to make like a cashew milk, like a superfood fall eggnog nutrition drink. You know, there's no eggs in it, and it's not all sugared up like typical eggnog. It's way better than eggnog, but it's great for the fall season. Or you can use almond milk or any other kind of milk or raw cow's milk, whatever you have, fresh milk off the farm. Mix this with it, and you will have a superfood extravaganza that has so many functional benefits, it's too many to even name. Now, in addition to that, here's what else we have available at the Health Ranger store. I just mentioned ashwagandha. We have an ashwagandha liquid extract available right now, too. Here it is. It's organic liquid extract, 2 fluid ounces. This is a super high-end extract that's extracted with a combination of alcohol, water, and glycerin. And as a result, because of those three different, quote, solvents or, you know, carriers, you actually extract more of the nutrients from the ashwagandha root than just using one of those. So this is available now, and it's really fantastic. And if you show my desk, I want to mention a couple other things. We have astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, now back in stock for the first time in a long time. That is a fat-soluble carotenoid that has extraordinary properties. If you haven't yet tried astaxanthin and just observe what it can help with in terms of your mobility and joints and cognitive protective support, things like that, try astaxanthin. I think you'll be really amazed at what it can do for you. In addition, we have the Boku Superfood formulation now in stock for the first time. This organic superfood is it's based on the original Boku formulation, but it's been upgraded, enhanced with our sourcing, our laboratory testing, and the result is now the combination Boku Superfood, Health Ranger Store, you know, combo formulation and lab testing product available for the first time, plant-based, high-density nutrition, ready to blend into water or milk or anything like that. It's available for the first time at our store. And then finally, if you go back to my desk, yeah, we've got ginger latte powder, which is, you know, more of a sort of coffee-themed drink there that's also quite delicious. And then we also have there in the brown label the organic freeze-dried crunchy munchies, banana, apple, cinnamon. And these are fruit and herb purees that are freeze-dried into little snack chunks. And they're called crunchy munchies. They're fun to eat. Kids love them too. And the ingredients are just incredibly clean and nutritious. We also have a banana strawberry flavor available in the crunchy munchies as well. So a great snack, a great travel food. All of this and much more is available now at healthrangerstore.com. And also don't want to forget iodine, because everybody's freaking out about the risk of nuclear war right now. And sure enough, we've got nascent iodine available at the store. This is the cap version because the caps last much longer than the droppers, but you can also buy this with a dropper in it, or you can get bulk deals with this. You can buy like 6 bottles with caps right here, a 6-pack. And this stuff is going to just disappear off the shelves the minute, you know, let's pray it doesn't happen, but the minute war escalates even more between Russia and Ukraine, especially if somebody starts launching nukes, or even if Israel starts launching nukes, which could happen on any given day, it seems, but you won't be able to find nascent iodine on the shelves. So get it now while you can. And when it's relatively affordable and available, we've got it right now. We're shipping right now out of our warehouse in Central Texas. So thank you for all your support. Shop at healthrangerstore.com for all your nutrition needs. And you can find many different products that we have available, hundreds to choose from that are health and nutrition. We've got hundreds of different products to choose from themed on health and nutrition and superfoods, even personal care products. We've got freeze-dried Crunchy Munchies and also storable food, certified organic storable food, you know, various nutritional supplements. Yes, we test everything for glyphosate. We test it for heavy metals. We test for microbiology contamination, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, total plate count, other testing as well. So we do more testing than anybody that I know of in this business. And so you can rest assured that whatever you purchase from our store is ultra clean, ultra tested, and has very high density nutrition without all the crazy high toxic heavy metals that are very commonly found in products like turmeric and ginger and moringa and many others. So, hey, as I say about the other nutritional product providers out there, if they're not testing for heavy metals, they're selling heavy metals. You got to test for it, because heavy metals contamination is like crazy common in certain types of foods and supplements like turmeric. So we have laboratory tested, certified organic. Thank you for supporting healthrangerstore.com, and know that every purchase helps support our platforms like Brighteon.com, Natural News, Brighteon.io, our decentralized free speech platform, Brighteon.social, and much more, including our AI project, Brighteon.ai. So thank you for all your support. God bless you all. Take care.